Good morning, church, on this wonderful Thursday morning. Today we're looking at Proverbs 18, verse 21. We could give it the title, Tongue Talk. So, let's see what the text says. Proverbs 18, 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, one cannot read this text without thinking about what James had to say in his New Testament letter. James actually wrote a commentary on this verse. It's really worth listening to what he wrote. So let me read it. James 3, verses 3 to 10. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and cursings come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Sure, well done, James. You summed that one up well. So back to our verse for the day. The NIV says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The Living Bible translates the verse this way. Those who love to talk will suffer the consequences. Men have died for saying the wrong thing. Well, you take those two scriptures and you work through them, it's got a lot of stuff for us to think about. Now let's start off. The tongue has the power of life and death. Think of that. Your tongue, my tongue, can be used to give out the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and this will give life. It can also be used to say things that would drive people away from God, which makes it an instrument of death. The little tongue is the most potent weapon in this world. The Bible has much to say about the tongue, and we find a lot about it in the book of Proverbs. The wise believers understand the astounding power of words. For this reason, they think before they speak and carefully guard their words, lest they wound the spirits of others. Indeed, they deliberately seek to encourage and build up people by being positive and sharing the edifying truths of Scripture. Pure, wise words are the product of a godly person's heart and tongue. Godly words not only edify others, but are profitable to the one who speaks them as well. This is true because words are the product of what is in the heart, as revealed by Luke, the gospel writer. Luke 6:45. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. Wow. Jesus, those are powerful words. Impure words are the fruit of an impure heart, such as pure words are the fruit of a pure heart. Taking it a step further, The happiness and health of a person's life is determined by the purity of his or her heart. Now, God commands us to edify and exhort one another. But the responsibility doesn't stop there. We are also responsible for our own spiritual edification and growth. An example is David, who often encouraged himself in the Lord. You remember some of the sayings? Bless the Lord, O my soul. I mean, he really motivated himself. Scripture challenges us to think and meditate exclusively on things that are edifying. In Philippians 4:8, we read this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. It is impossible to overestimate the power of words. They vigorously impact those who hear them as well as those who speak them. Tragically, foolish people not only destroy others with their words, but also themselves. It is their own words that alienate and cut people out of their lives and cause others to shun them. The wise and the righteous do not enjoy being around foul-mouthed, nor the grumbler, the gossiper, or the liar. The foolish, evil tongue has few friends. The last line of this proverb is very telling. People who love the tongue, who love to talk, will eat the fruit of their words. They will have no choice. It's the law of reaping and sowing all over again. They're forced to live with the results of what they say, whether sweet or bitter. Those who are wise learn to tame their tongue and refrain from speaking too much. Here's a thought. Words have an amazing power, the power of life and death. God's word in particular has this power. By his word, God created the heavens and the earth. He upholds all things by his word. With his word, Christ will destroy his enemies when he comes to earth. Words are powerful. Now, as believers, we should hide God's word in our hearts. Then we will always have it readily available when needed. This is one of the reasons we try and teach people to memorize scripture, because there are times when you need to pull out that which you have memorized for your own benefit. This is the word that we should speak to ourselves and to others when we need encouragement, strength, and joy. It's through a fitting word, just the right word, from the Holy Scripture, that our hearts are lifted and sustained in hope. God's word is the most powerful force in the universe. It is available to us to meet our every need through the great promises of God. In Hebrews 4:12, we read this. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Well, as we bring this to a close, we need to realize the amazing power of words. Never forget that words have the power of life and death. They can either kill or nourish life. Words can be very satisfying and uplifting. And as Christians, we need to make sure our words are uplifting. And so, in summary, as I end this off today, there is power in what you speak. So we have to remember to use our words carefully, because words are important. Have a wonderful day, as you think about the words that you'll be speaking throughout this day, making sure that they are all uplifting. God bless you.